everybody. We're here again. Tonight is Friday. This is the Creation Lightship program tonight. We do a lot of sample healings for people. So just go into the chat room there and type in maybe what you're dealing with, if we can help you out, or, you know, how have you experienced the week. And maybe you've had, you know, some of the other shows that we've had the Civil War clearings on, and you feel a lot more relief and energy is leaving you. So let's look at this week here, and we'll go into issues that may have been haunting you or dealing with you or connected to you. So here we go. Think of something that you'd like to have released, and I'll just count to release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And today's our paranormal show. So the day today, if you don't know it, or if you're on an archive, it's July 18th, 2014. And bring up the light beam now on your monitor screen. And here we go. So it'll bring peace energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's just start the program off here. We'll bring our co-host on, Cindy. So, Cindy, are you somewhere around or out there? Or, hopefully everything's great for you, so we'll just see how you are.
Well, thanks. I'm actually here. I might have been out there before, but now I'm here. So thank you very much, Ron. Welcome, everyone, to Creation Lightship Show. And tonight will be our Paranormal Friday, as Ron mentioned. We'll also answer some other questions and hopefully receive testimonials regarding the last week's powerful clearings. Well, speaking of powerful, Ron and Creation Lightship have created special weekly conferences and our monthly conference calls, which will be happening the next, or will continue to happen the next Sunday, and the physical rejuvenation call. It's an 8-hour call, so be sure and check out creationlightship.com, and there are links on the CLS chat intro page. All those links go to Creation Lightship in the relevant spot. So check that out. And also be sure and check out the reminders. There's been some additions. And back to you, Ron.
Okay. So that's, I guess we'll see if we have any paranormal situations going on. We'll see if a lot of people have been doing the gray sky clearings. Because that always helps out. So let's do one of the samples here, and this can help to release the energetic implants. We'll say these connectors on the top of your head. So here we go. These are the head connectors that we're going to be releasing, and just see if you feel a little different, a little maybe a little more awake, a little more conscious. So here we go. Releasing this here, and this is a free clearing on the website, and it's on the left hand side under free sample. Clearings, I believe. So here we go. Releasing these head connectors. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, kind of yawning that one, Cindy. So I'll turn it back over to you, and we'll see what's working out there.
Well, thanks. That was a great send off for our show tonight, and I'm sure we'll get some chat or emails regarding clearings. And if you do want to send an email, clsquestions@yahoo.com is the best place to send the emails for tonight's show. And also, we are accepting calls tonight, and you may give us a call. Ron, are we going to stick with Civil War and paranormal tonight?
Yes, that'd be fine, sure.
Okay, so be sure and give us a call about any paranormal activity or the Civil War healing feedback, that would be great. And the call-in number tonight is 1-888-429-5471. That's the BBS Station 2 call number for Friday and Saturday nights. So feel free to do that. Well, Ron, we do have a few paranormal emails. And one of them actually was forwarded by you, and it has to do with a UFO-shaped superstorm near Roswell, close to the Area 58. I have not opened up that link yet, Ron. Have you opened that to look at the
details? Saw the picture looks pretty pretty alien, you know, with one of these, like, like a tornado almost cloud. You know, kind of looks like a mushroom with the stalk on it. So it's pretty interesting to see something like that that we normally don't see all the time. I imagine if you're back where you have a lot of maybe paranormal activities or aliens around you, which you don't know about, but you might actually have those weird-looking clouds. Boy, that could be quite interesting as far as becoming, you know, abducted, you know. So anyway, I guess back to you, Cindy. It's quite interesting to see a situation that, you know, show themselves quite blatantly. And you'd start to realize, yeah, they're here. And, you know, it's not good. So anyway, back to you.
Right. The picture is showing a huge multi-level cloud. It almost looks like a hurricane or even a bomb. And it's hovering over Roswell, New Mexico. And that's that'd be very scary. And I wonder what those people think, or even if they know it's different. I don't know. I guess it just depends on how many times they've already been abducted. Okay, well, let's see here. I do have a couple of clearing questions. Oh, let's jump to this one. Can you run two different people on the same computer with different tabs?
I would prefer if you could possibly, you know, just have your own self on the computer. You know, it can be done, but ideally it'd be best to have, if you're going to do two people, then to have two computers. It can be done, though, but you are, in a sense, maybe mixing energies. So, but that's kind of up to you. But I would recommend, if you can, get another type of computer, an older one maybe, then, you know, do so just to do clearings. You know, you can probably find an old one for maybe, you know, $50 to $100. And just get an older computer so that you're keeping the energies, you know, together for one person and not intermixing them. So, back to you, Cindy.
Well, you brought up a good point, Ron. That certainly would complicate things more if the energies were mixed. And I know we've talked about certain clearings that should definitely be even run by themselves and no other clearings parallel. So, and I actually cannot remember right now what those were, but I think that's a good point if we could use two different computers. Well, I do have another email regarding the emotional clearings, and this is a wonderful testimonial, Ron. The email reads, I've been running my emotional body clearing almost nonstop along with the spirit integration from the 2000-year barcode clearing, which is a free clearing on the left side of creationlightship.com. And after hearing, you suggest a call to a caller a week or so ago. You had mentioned that, Ron, during the call. And that really seems to add. I pulled the notebook out yesterday to review some notes I'd taken a few days ago and noticed my handwriting had changed. Looks like it did when I was in high school and college versus the rapid medical scribble I've developed throughout 40-plus year emergent medical career. This might seem trite at first glance, but for me personally, a huge demonstration of major breakthrough. Thank you, Ron, in Associates. Peace.
Well, very good. Well, probably brought more of herself back to her for doing those clearings. That's what I would say. Very, very good.
Well, very powerful. And she's mentioning about the spirit integration. You have suggested that we do run that. And Ron, how do you feel it would be best for us to use the spirit integration clearing? Like after
yeah,
each
I would,
clearing?
That one whenever you choose to, because that will help to integrate your spirit with your healing. So you do a healing and then do the spirit integration. You can do it actually at the same time if you wish to put it up on your screen, but that's what it's for, is to help you to integrate your spirit. So it's more like a command for your spirit to do so. Normally it does it automatically, but this is great for, you know, a command so that you're able to do that and not necessarily worry about, you know, that it's not going to be happening for you. So that's what it's for, is to actually command your spirit to be with you after the clearing. Remember, before you do the clearing, you may not have that spirit energy with you. It could be outside of yourself, just waiting to come in. So that's how you want to kind of look at it, is you know, when you do that, you're having more of that, of the energy of yourself coming to you. So back to you, Cindy.
Great. Thanks so much, Ron, for mentioning that. I'll have that spirit integration information added to the reminder list. So I think that'll help out people also knowing where to find it. Actually, spirit integration is listed in many of the clearings, but certainly the 2000-year barcode is a great one on the sample free clearings on the left side of creationlightship.com. Well, we do have a question regarding timelines, and we have somebody that is trying to figure out the difference of out of time versus parallel time, and has been calling it in between timelines, and really just wants to know what the difference is or how that can be explained.
Well, the aliens can take you out of time. We normally, like our dream state, and, you know, when you're living your life, if you look back upon your life today, you're going to assume that you've been here throughout the whole day. But you could have been out on timelines, abducted, and still living a life on a timeline, and you're thinking that it's here. So that's what they can do. And also, when they can also take you out of their timeline, so that could be kind of interesting too. So you just need to you know, just do the clearing so that you can empower yourself. The whole thing is about empowerment, and that's why we have all these clearings on the website, to get you connected more with your spirit, because your spirit is and has been abducted, and because of that, you may not be, you know, all that you are. And you may be running a life maybe of a shapeshifter for a while or something, or some alien energies. So what you want to do is become more of who you are and clean out yourself. The clearings are to clean out yourself from the densities that, you know, you're dealing with. So that's kind of how you have to look at it. You need to get rid of the stuff in you that's causing a problem. So so that you're able now to have more spirit energy. That's kind of the bottom line. Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Thank you for that explanation. And if the listener has more questions about that, or anyone else has questions about that, especially some of our newbies, be sure and send us an email at clsquestion@yahoo.com. And let us see here. Well, we do have a couple of more paranormal, not that this other information isn't paranormal, but we have a couple other emails. Let us see here. Okay. Well, I found or ran into a topic on Yahoo, and it says, ancient aliens, archaeologists say 10,000 years ago, they have a rock painting that appeared to depict extraterrestrial visitors and UFOs that once landed on Earth. And Ron, you've talked about that.
Yeah, they've been here for a long time, probably even longer than that. Maybe they could have been underground also. So I guess the whole thing is that you're living in a alien-controlled reality because they want to do things to you. So it's up to you to adapt to their mind control programs. And they're doing a really good job about doing that with people. But you already have adapted through all of your past lives. But, you know, in order to become self-empowered, you need to get these things out of you, these controlling implants, etc. And then from there, you can be more of who you are. And until then, you're dealing with energies that can do many things to you. You know, so that's kind of the problem with what the aliens are doing. And is there any good aliens? Well, have they helped us out with tornadoes and earthquakes and, you know, tsunamis? Well, no. Why not? Well, maybe they don't care to. They want to live off your trauma. You know, the biggest thing now is the Fukushima thing going on, you know, with all the radiation there and stuff that really is not talked about, probably because it can't be. You know, it's very hard to find information on the net about that, but it's still going on. And so, you know, that's not good. And so if there are good aliens out there, you know, if they're listening to our program, well, maybe they could shed some light on helping us out here, okay? And maybe they could fix the problems. So, remember, they're in control of time. So they could possibly just take that whole timeline of that event that happened and take it out of this reality and leave us a blank space there so we don't have anything coming to us. And we can have a wonderful, you know, next maybe 100 years or so. So we'll see if they can help out. So we'll ask them for that. So all those good aliens out there, I'm sure that there might be one listening, possibly. I'm not going to hold my breath, believe me, but, you know, now they got a job to do. We'll see if they pull it off. So back to you, Cindy.
Right. That would be huge if they could start looking at that Japan issue and then start working on the weather, the extreme weather issues. Well, another email arrived, and this is regarding July 4th. There was a UFO found in Chile, and the article was posted on July 4th, 2014. It says diagrams and measurements included, and they had some. They really did have several diagrams. And it says no drones in the area. And the note is Chile releases official study on UFO photos, and the government office, their government office, is investigating the UFOs and have released an analysis and shows what appears to be a genuine unidentified flying object. So is leaking out and being more official, although the United States hasn't come out officially, have they? I don't think our government has come out to say it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think?
Yeah, it's, remember, when you, if you bring that information out to the public, which everybody would like to, you know about and see maybe film footage and everything else, it's going to put the public probably into a great amount of fear. And, you know, knowing that, you know, we typically don't have enough of the military energies here of whatever they're using to combat them. That's why the time-traveling soldiers are so wonderful dealing with this issue. But here on the surface, I don't think there's a lot that they can do to some of these high-tech weapons unless they actually have something here from the alien that was given to them to combat this here. So, I think some of the, there might be some new programs out now that are dealing with aliens. I know the older ones that were out there are probably all dead now, and that was the ones, you know, probably in the, you know, going up to maybe the 90s. So I don't know what's out there to deal with them. I know the time-traveling soldiers are, but here on the surface, it might be completely different because you're in real time here. So I'm not exactly sure how much information there is in the underground compared to what we have here on the surface. Typically, I think it's probably maybe 10 years, maybe even 50 years underground that we know nothing about as far as technologies. But still, even if it was 100 years, you're looking at alien races that are probably 1,000 years or more advanced than we are. So that's why they can abduct you that easily. So that's what you're looking at, is how does somebody on the surface here deal with this stuff? You know, it may not be too easy to do. So anyway, back to you.
It's mind-boggling. I mean, it's so deep and just doesn't feel like that there is anyone else helping. Ron, you and Creation Lightship have created, over 500 clearing combinations, and a lot of those have to do with taking care of the alien energies, but just mind-boggling. I do have a comment. Somebody commented to this particular article, and this person is from University of Michigan. He says, I have a bachelor degree and zero mental health issues, and wanted to say that he has seen an enormous triangular UFO parked about 100 feet off the ground, sitting next to an interstate freeway. Approximately 8 of my coworkers saw the same thing. It scared the hell out of everyone. And this was noted March 18th, 1994. Had this thing been a lateral plane, I could have hit it with a rock. It was utterly motionless, silent, and about the size of a football field. It had a huge orange light. He talks about some more things on that. He said it was just before dawn. And later in the day, two of his female coworkers came to work about 40 minutes late and told them a bizarre story about being examined by large-eyed beings. And he said it's the sort of thing normally associated with some tabloid at the grocery store, and many people would just chalk it up to hallucinations or swamp gas, etc. However, they will eventually be very surprised. So, we've been seeing apparently been seen for many years, UFOs. Ron, what do you think about the appearances of UFOs and why they happen to show themselves in some areas and not others?
Boy.
Are they slipping?
Well, it depends, you know, how they're detected and what's going on. That's kind of the bottom line. And are they in your timeline? So they may be in your timeline. They may not be. So that's kind of how I would kind of look at that, because you don't know what timeline they're on. Remember, when you're abducted, you're on a timeline, and you don't know where you are, but you think you're still living life here. So they could be living on a timeline same time you're living here. And they could be interfacing with the same energies in your room. So let me say that differently. So whatever you're doing right now, you know, you're doing, listening to the program, maybe your monitor up in front of you with the light beam. So you're doing this here, you feel very comfortable. Well, what if in another dimension, in the timelines, you're now sitting inside of an alien ship, okay? You don't know that because you're looking at your computer or listening to the radio program here. Or maybe, you know, you're sitting on a timeline where you're seeing forest fires. And those forest fires are happening on the timeline that's parallel to this one. So they can kind of like stack on top of each other. And which one are you choosing to be on? Hopefully it's the one here. In your dream state, you get taken to another timeline. So let's just play with that here. So let's stretch your imagination here. So let's just say that there's a timeline out there that has a lot of wonderful flowers and they smell great. So let's bring in that timeline energy into this timeline and see if you can smell the flowers. So this will be maybe a nice positive experience here. I don't want to put you into an alien UFO or anything, because that could happen too, and that, you know, and that is probably happening. So, you know, people say, gee, I don't know what happened to my body. You know, all of a sudden I got this cut on it here, and I've been here all the time, but I got this cut or this, my arm hurts, or I got this big pinprick. I don't know where that came from. Well, that's because you're on another timeline, and you're still living here, but you're there, you know, kind of cloaked from yourself, and that's what's happening. So here we go. We're going to put you on a timeline that's connected to this one, superimposed, but you don't know that, but we'll see if you can smell the flowers. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okie doke, everybody. So, are you smelling any flowers from that timeline that you happen to be maybe living in, but you don't know about it, but we're bringing the energy to you? So, I guess back to you, Cindy.
Wow, great question. I don't actually smell a flower scent, but I do smell clearer, like the air's clearer. So that's nice. Please send your emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com regarding your experience of that last clearing or put a note in the chat, that would be great. Well, I know that we've talked about aliens, alien movies, and alien cartoons, aliens in songs, and last week I went on to my DirecTV to pay my bill, and they are advertising Alien Ambassador Game on Facebook for a chance to win $2,500. And it's labeled Ancient Aliens Play Alien Ambassador. And it's this huge pyramid with a spaceship next to it. And it was just, it boggled my mind that, well, that DirecTV, you know, would pick this up. But what do you think about that, Ron, with a more current or updated type of game coming into our reality?
Boy, that sounds pretty bad to me. Does not sound good, only because,
no.
You know, it's sounding like, you know, you're being abducted to play that game, and because you're choosing to do so, that's where you are, you know? Wow.
Well, on top of the image of the pyramid and the UFO, I just realized there are these little tiles with images and animals, and so that's interesting, and hieroglyphics, so that, I mean, that could mean, who knows what that could mean. So, Ron, would we be able to do a healing regarding, I don't know if it'd be symbols or maybe even remote viewing?
Yeah, we could do the remote viewing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, kind of heavy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, well, there you go, everybody. Just see how you're doing with that. It feels a little heavy to me, so hopefully you're doing great after this clearing, getting rid of this stuff here, because it could be, you know, coming around you and you're not even knowing what's happening, you know. Remember, whatever you read and stuff could come about to you and connect with your energy system. So back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And you brought up a good point. I was not searching for the information that we received. It just happened to come. So you've just given us a great warning to not go search out this type of information. Well, I wanted to mention that the alien remote viewing is one of four new free samples Ron added not too long ago. And it's listed on creationlightship.com on the left-hand side under free sample healing. And Ron, earlier tonight, we just talked a little bit about running two different people clearings on separate computers. And I believe you mentioned for these four healings that we should run these individually without doing other clearings.
Yes.
Is that right?
That is correct. Uh-huh.
So that would be the alien. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ron.
Just run them separately, you know, if you can.
Okay. So that's the alien holographic reality, alien remote viewing, alien keyword intercept, and the alien mind fog removal. Ron's recommending to run those individually and not run another clearing. Now, are you saying not run another clearing just on that same computer or not run another clearing on a second computer?
You could run a different person on a second computer, but just keep the computer unique for one person.
If I had two computers and I wanted to run the alien remote viewing on one computer, is it okay if I run a different clearing for myself on the second computer?
Yes, no problem. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, if you do a lot of clearings at once, maybe over two or three, then your body has to catch up to it. So everybody's body is different. You might feel very tired, possibly, by doing some clearings because, you know, it's releasing the gunk out of you and you have to, you know, process it. The body has to process. So it's not that, you know, that the healing is making you tired. It's just that you're processing, getting rid of the gunk, and maybe your kidneys or liver needs to work to get rid of some of this stuff also. So let's do a clearing here. We did one for scar tissue. So let's see how that works here for people. And we'll do that one again. So if you have any scar tissue and we're looking at maybe scars from, the Civil War days in a sense, you know, maybe you got poked or jabbed or something, and, you know, you're fine in this lifetime without a scar, but maybe your arm's hurting all the time. Maybe somehow in the process of having the scar tissue, it's not allowing your body to function properly because it has memory of that situation happening. Maybe somehow they did some sewing on you, stitching you up, and they accidentally, attached a few of the stitches to maybe your stomach or something. They didn't know. They just saw a wound, and they started putting the needle with the thread in, you know, and they attached it to your stomach. So now you're wondering why, when you bend over, you kind of have this pain in your stomach area around there. So here we go. Let's work on scar tissue. So one, and scars, going back to the Civil War. So one, two, three, four, I'm releasing it now, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, pretty heavy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Oh, that's getting rough. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Cindy. We'll see what kind of comments we get. And we could have callers tonight, even though our show is ending, fairly soon here. But, if you want to call in, that'd be fine with a testimonial. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, we do have several comments regarding the clearing where you put us into different timeline and offered for us to smell flowers. So we do have a comment. that notes roses, tulips, violets, and daffodils.
Oh, great.
That's a wonderful combination. Sounds like a field of flowers. Another comment is small purple flowers, lots and lots, close to the ground, maybe forget-me-not. Someone else mentions no flowers. And let's see. Another comment is, my arms feel weird. Only smell sweetness, no flowers. So, that's very good. That's very interesting. And we do have a comment regarding, this is regarding aliens. Thanks so much for your emails at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, now, this might be a can of worms drawn, but we were talking about aliens. So the writer asks or says that there are these shows on TV now, Hunting for Sasquatch, but no one can find it. Is Sasquatch an alien?
Well, all life forms here, you know, have, you know, come here, you know, as aliens. Are they an alien form? I would say, yeah, they are. They're more physical. And maybe they don't want to see anybody. You know, because why would they want to deal with people? You know, if they knew what we were doing to the planet, they probably wouldn't like it, you know? So they probably just want to get away from us, right?
Right.
That's one way to look at it, you know?
Well, I guess it's comparable to those of us that may stay out of large groups of people. You know, we for whatever the connection. That'd be interesting if they understood the connections and entities and all that. Okay, let's see. Well, we have a comment about the scar tissue clearing. Previously, the scar tissue one took me several days for my whole rib cage to adjust. So hopefully this releases some more scar tissue, and I feel even better. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Another comment?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it sounds like we have let's do one for bones. So talking about ribs there. So let's work with just bones in general. Here we go. So, one, oh man, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, that's pretty rough there. We'll do some more of this here. We'll let it settle in for a little bit here. So we'll get some comments, too. We'll do another one of these in 5 minutes here. Back to you, Cindy.
All right. Thank you very much. We have another comment. My legs and head are jerking with scar tissue clearing. Well, that's very powerful. And that was with the first one that you did. So this last one was regarding bones. And if we wanted to run a healing regarding that, which one would connect, or which one would relate to the bone clearing?
Well, you could do the special clearing, and there is probably a skeleton on the body jumpstart.
Okay. So, any newbies out there, if you wanted to go onto the creationlightship.com and find a specific type of clearing, you could type in special, for instance, and that would lead you to the special clearing where you can input your your option if it doesn't fit other types of topics that are already listed in the clearing. And let's see, well, we have another comment. Friend listening with me feels like mold in the lungs and requesting a lung hearing, lung clearing for that, if possible.
Okay, so here we go. Working with lungs. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six, getting heavy. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, see what that does for everybody.
Wow, thanks, Ron.
I do spirit integration. So here we go. Spirit integration. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
Thanks, Ron. That's great. We do have some more comments. Wow, more jerking, and that was right after the bone clearing that you did for us. And another comment says, getting really hot with the bone clearing. Wow. So that's amazing. Looking here to see if you have any other comments. Well, while we're waiting for, go ahead.
What I'm thinking, you people are feeling a lot about this here. Going on, and you go, wow, this really helped me, and wow, this, you know, and you know, you keep feeling better and better, right? You know, you may have energies connected to you, kind of like the spells and curses, but it'd really be the one that we have on the website that you want to clear, and that's the Ulf clearing. I don't know what the exact name is, but it's when you, do you know what it is, Cindy? It has to do with sayings and oaths and things like this here. Maybe somebody online might be able to input that, but it's a clearing that maybe you had to swear or pray that you would, kill the enemy that was coming to you, that, you know, who you were dealing with was this other group of shirts were very bad, and you swore allegiance to this here. So you actually did something, and you could still be connected to that in the mindset of what happened, you know, back in the 1700s, okay? That's kind of what I'm looking at here, so that could be dealing with a lot of stuff.
Right.
So, back to you, Cindy.
Right. Well, I was just looking on the website and see if I could quickly come up with it. One thing comes to my mind is the dark side mind control transmissions, the dark side practitioner, actually. That was another one that came up, and I don't have the details on that particular clearing, though I do believe that it gets involved in the oaths or contracts, I guess, that we've set up. So, yes, if somebody else has another idea, that would be great to share with us. So, let's see here. Well, we do have a note, a question actually on the chat. It says there's a lot of sensory and pain happening right now on this earth. War leaves such ugliness. Is there anything we can do from here to help our fellow man?
Well, the main thing is, you know, to help other people. That's kind of what it's about. No, you can only work on yourself. So, you know, you can do clearings for other people. But, you know, as far as trying to bring humanity forward or stuff like that that people talk about, that's not, you know, everybody has their own mindset and their own abduction programs and everything else, and that's why you must, you know, do this yourself, to work on yourself, to get the stuff off of you. So, you know, if it would be that easy, it'd be great, but it's not. So remember, you don't know how you're being abducted and what's happening to you and maybe the people around you. And, you know, you could have a handler with somebody around you anyway that's looking after you with like a shapeshifter in them. So let's do a clearing now again for, I guess, skeleton. So here we go. One, releasing the energies from the Civil War. Maybe you had broken bones or something. So one, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man, getting worse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Cindy. See how people are doing out there.
Okay. While we're waiting for comments on that last clearing on the skeleton and broken bones, we have a note regarding what we were talking about on oaths, and the suggestion is the religion indoctrination clearing and also the Master 4-in-1 set. Can you explain that for us, Ron, the Master 4-in-1?
Yeah, that probably won't help that much on that. That's where you get taken away from your soul family. You have your twin flame energy, so it's sort of like self-empowerment. And deal with planets connected to you. And, you know, we bring into your energy system your twin flame, its energy, and also your home base energy. But the one that I was looking at was the one that has, you know, the one that, you can even type it into the website where it deals with the energies of oaths. And let me see here. I can probably pull it up here. So
well,
I'll
put in
oaths.
Okay. Let me try it again. I put in oaths, but I'll just put in oaths without the S. Nope, doesn't come up. And I'm so sorry I'm not able to come up with it either right now.
I'll get it here
okay.
in a second. But that's what
okay.
you probably need, because if you're dealing with this right now and we do these clearings, you probably have that indoctrination of doing that, and that's still connected to you, just like the other energies are. So let me see if I can find it here.
Wow. While you're doing that, Ron, I just want to mention the Master 4-in-1. I believe you have asked that the emotional whole life clearing be done, and if you're interested in the soul family and the twin flame in your home base, you would email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. And is that right about doing the emotional whole life clearing before?
That's just one of them. Yeah, the emotional, the mental. Probably your sensory clearing and maybe death barcodes off of you. And, you know, it depends what you've done before, you know, with the clearings. Remember, your twin flame, if you want that to be with you, it's not going to come into your body and you're going to act like your twin flame. But you do need to get clearings to get the stuff off of you so that you may be able to get rid of the energies here. So it's organization, affiliation, disconnection. Affiliation, disconnection is the name of the clearing. And that's
so
more than likely
an organ.
That one you want to do. If you feel anything going on with you on these clearings that we've been doing, more than likely you have, you know, did something that's connecting you to it on another level of consciousness. So, I guess we should probably, looks like time to end the program here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Our next VBS program is tomorrow, and it's at same time as this one on Station 2. We'll be going to the light shit tomorrow. So blessings, everybody, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron, for all those clearings, and thanks, everyone, for listening. Send your emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Good night.